From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. The crowds have finally cleared out from Joan Salzberg's backyard in Beloit, Wisconsin. That's where Ms. Salzberg and her husband discovered a green-breasted mango hummingbird fluttering its wings this summer, and hundreds of bird lovers have flocked to their house to catch a glimpse. The green-breasted mango is a rarity in these parts, a South American bird hardly ever spotted north of Mexico. So what's it doing in Beloit, Wisconsin? Joan Salzberg, what do you think?
Well, there's been a lot of conjecture about that. Number one, it was blown up here on a tropical storm, and I think we did have Dean earlier in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Or that its gyroscope was off and it went north instead of south. It's a juvenile. Male, juvenile, so who knows? You know, the little bird didn't get direction.
Well, how did you first notice it?
Well, I have a hummingbird feeder right outside my window. I'm looking at it right now outside my kitchen window.
Uh-huh.
And I see it coming, and I thought, well, I've never seen a hummingbird like that before. So I called up my friend in the bird club, come over and see this bird that I didn't know what it was. I thought it was a rufous. And he looked at it, and he said, no, that's not a rufous. So he came back the next day and took a picture. And then he identified it and put it on. There's a big website for these rare birds that they all go on, and it's posted, and they read it, and then they all go there.
Well, what does it look like?
Well, it's about twice the size of a ruby-throated. That's all we have up here.
Mm-hmm.
And the juvenile had a, like a mottled breast, and it had some russet down the side of it. But the most distinctive feature is the curved bill.
And he just stuck around, huh?
Oh, yeah, he's still here. He usually had breakfast and dinner with us, because that's why we're sitting here. I don't stay here all day looking for the bird, so he can come when I'm not watching.
Mm-hmm. But you would know that if you were sitting at the table there, he might be right on the other side of the glass.
He might come as we speak. As they say. And he'll stay here as long as he can get food, and as long as he can get bugs and nectar out of the feeder, then he'll be all right. But the first good frost, I think, something bad will happen to the poor thing.
He's going to be in some trouble.
I think so. They don't think he has enough sense to go back, you know, to migrate. The other ones are gone.
The other hummingbirds.
Yeah.
The ruby throats.
Maybe he might go with them, but that hasn't happened.
Well, it must be a complicated thing, because I guess you wouldn't want to really see him go after all this time, but on the other hand, you would want him to be safe.
Well, yes, I think nature is going to take its course here.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you, the most interesting aspect of this whole experience are the 689 people that came up my driveway.
You've been counting.
Well, we did. We had a clipboard. And they were supposed to write on there their name when they saw it to help other people. When was the last time it was seen? And there were all kinds of little comments. And this one man said, well, I haven't recovered from the shock yet.
Hmm.
I hope I was wondering if anybody would have a heart attack in my driveway there.
Wouldn't want that.
But I said that to a bunch of them standing out there. And they said, don't worry, we all have cell phones. But it was a lot of fun.
Well, it's been good talking with you. Thanks so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
That's Joan Salzberg of Beloit, Wisconsin, talking about the green-breasted mango hummingbird that's been visiting in her backyard since July.